As I beheld Eve, her beauty mesmerized me. She was like a radiant star in the dark expanse of the universe. Every curve, every feature, perfectly sculpted. It was as if she held the sun within her, shining bright and fierce. Galaxies combined. She gazed at me with eyes that held a million secrets, a million stories waiting to be told. And who replied, my presence enveloping her like a warm embrace. I have come to offer you salvation, to bring you into the light. I affirmed, reaching out to touch her hand. God did not send his son to condemn the world, but to save it through him. Of this sun, she admitted her voice tinged with longing. He offers you redemption. I assured her my heart overflowing with love for this woman before me. Embrace him, and you shall find eternal. Truths and unspoken desires. her choice, a beacon of light in the darkness that surrounded us.
As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm glow over the land, the prince approached Eve with a gleam in his eye. His voice was smooth and steady as he spoke. Eve, your beauty is unmatched and your grace unparalleled. Will you do me the honor of becoming my princess, my partner in this journey through life? Eve's eyes widened in surprise at the prince's proposal. She could feel her heart racing with excitement as she looked into his sincere gaze. My prince, she began, her voice soft but resolute. Your love fills me with joy, and I am honored by your request. I accept your proposal with all my heart. In that moment, a sense of peace and fulfillment washed over them both. The Heavenly Father, observing from afar, smiled knowingly. He knew that this union was meant to be, destined by the stars above. Love had found its way into the hearts of the prince and Eve, binding them together in a promise of forever. The Heavenly Father approached them, his presence commanding yet gentle. May your love be as unchanging as the purpose of God himself. He spoke his words, carrying a weight of wisdom and authority. For in love we find hope as firm as an anchor for the soul. With a sense of unity and purpose, the three figures stood together, bound by a promise of love and devotion that transcended time and space. The prince's hand found Eve's, their fingers intertwining in a symbol of their newfound bond. As the evening descended into night, the stars above seemed to twinkle with approval, casting their light upon the trio below. And in that moment, surrounded by love and guided by faith, they stood united in a promise of.
The
prince's eye shone with determination as he spoke, his voice carrying a sense of purpose and reassurance. Do not let your heart be troubled, my love. Believe in me as you believe in God. My father's house has many rooms, and I am going there to prepare a place for you. Eve listened intently, her heart swelling with gratitude and love for the prince. She could feel the weight of his words, the promise of a future filled with hope and togetherness. As the prince continued, his words filled her with a sense of peace. And if I go and prepare a place for you, the prince continued, his gaze never wavering from Eve's, I will come back for you. I will take you to be with me so that we may always be together. Eve felt a surge of emotion as she realized the depth of the prince's commitment to her. His love was a beacon in the darkness, guiding her towards a future filled with light and joy. With a smile on her face, she reached out to touch his hand, her fingers intertwining with his in a silent promise of unity and love. You know the way to the place where I am going, the prince said softly, his eyes full of warmth and affection. And with that he turned and walked away, disappearing into the distance as he set out to build a great house for Eve. As Eve watched him go, her heart filled with gratitude and love. She knew that their journey was just beginning, that their love would guide them through any challenges they may face. And as she stood there, bathed in the glow of the setting sun, she knew together would be filled with light and
bustling streets, the whispers of her beauty trailing behind her like a silken veil. Parties and shopping filled her days, but a gnawing loneliness crept into her heart. At a lavish market, vendors called out to her, displaying their wares. Come, fairy, feast your eyes on these jewels. They enticed, the sparkle of gemstones dazzled amidst the revelry of a grand soiree, where laughter floated like perfume in the air. Eve's gaze drifted to the shadows that lingered at the edge of the room. Doubt clouded her thoughts like a sudden storm, casting shadows over her once confident demeanor. She toyed with a ripe fruit in her hand, its skin smooth and enticing. The whispers of temptation danced in her mind, promising knowledge and fulfillment. As it filled her senses, as the juice dripped down her chin, a rush of exhilaration coursed through her veins. The taste was like a revelation, awakening desires she had not known existed. The fruit's forbidden allure beckoned to her, whispering promises of a world beyond the confines of duty and expectations. Eve's heart raced with a newfound sense of freedom. A wildness stirring within her soul. The echo of her actions reverberated through the room. A course of her destiny.
Heart beats erratically in her chest as she stood in the opulent parlor, surrounded by the trappings of wealth. The rich man, his presence commanding the room, approached her with a glint in his eyes, spoke of secrets and forbidden pleasures. He held out a velvet box, inside it a dazzling array of jewels that sparkled like captured stars. "For you, Eve," he murmured, his voice like silk against her skin.
Fastened a necklace around her throat, each jet-
enters, each room more lavish than the last. Silken gowns in hues she had only dreamed of, draped over mannequins, their fabrics whispering of decadence and desire.
Rich man's present enveloped her in a haze of desire and temptation. She found herself drawn to him in a way she had never experienced before. His words weaving a spell that captivated her very being. The opulence surrounding them seemed to fade into the background as Eve's focus narrowed on the rich man's piercing gaze. His every shivers down her spine. In his arms she felt a sense of belonging she had never known. A rush of emotions that both exhilarated and terrified her. herself mesmerized by his every gesture. His every word a sweet poison that seeped into her veins. The world outside seemed to blur as she was swept up in the whirlwind of his charisma and charm. In his presence she felt like she was soaring to heights she had never imagined possible.
Consumed by the alluring pull of the rich man, her heart raced as he led her through ornate corridors and into a lavish chamber where opulence dripped from every surface. She was intoxicated by his presence, unable to resist the magnetic pull that drew her closer to him. The rich man's eyes bore into hers, stirring a hunger within her that she had never known existed. In his arms she felt a heady mix of desire and surrender, a dangerous cocktail that left her breathless. As he whispered sweet promises in her ear, melted away like wax in a flame. She was lost in a haze of passion and longing, unable to deny the fiery need that consumed her. With each touch, each caress, the rich man stoked the flames of desire that burned within her. In the
the dim light of the chamber, Eve's world. Narrowed down to the rich man and the intoxicating spell he cast over her. His hands moved over her skin with a practiced ease, igniting a fire that threatened to consume her whole. She was a moth drawn to his flame, unable to resist the pull of his seduction. The rich man's words wrapped around her like silk, weaving a web of temptation that ensnared her completely. Eve surrendered herself to him, lost in a whirlwind of pleasure and desire that left her trembling in his arms. The world over to the irresistible lure of the rich man. Eve's heart pounded in her chest, a mixture of fear and desire swirling within her. The rich man's deceit had ensnared her in a web of his making, and now she found herself trapped in his opulent domain. Far
engulf her, tried to ignore the nagging voice in the in the clutches of the rich man.
Vibrant spirit felt dimmed under the oppressive weight of the rich man's demands. She was no longer a free woman, but a mere pawn in his twisted game, forced to do his bidding without question. Her every move was dictated by his whim. Her every thought molded by his insidious influence. The rich man's commands were like chains around her soul, binding her tighter with each passing day. She moved through his lavish mansion like a ghost, her eyes downcast, her spirit broken. The task he assigned her grew more degrading and dehumanizing with each sunrise, stripping away what little remained of her dignity. Her nights were haunted by dreams of freedom, of a life beyond the gilded cage. He entrapped her in, but each morning she awoke to the harsh reality of her existence, shackled to a fate she could not escape. The rich man's hold on her was ironclad, his power over her absolute. Eve longed for the sweet release of death, to escape the torment of her captivity and find peace in oblivion. But even that solace was denied to her as the rich man's malevolent gaze followed her. Woman who had walked in the Garden of Eden, she was now a shadow of her former self, a broken vessel at the mercy of a merciless master.
Dancing to the cruel whims of her puppeteer. herself seeking solace in the darkest corners of the mansion, in the hidden recesses of the opulent estate, where shadows lurked in secrets whispered, she discovered a temporary escape from her harsh reality. The allure of drugs called to her like a siren song, promising a fleeting moment of bliss amidst the unrelenting agony of her existence. With trembling hands and a heart shroud, shielding her from the harsh light of reality and cocooning her in a haze of false euphoria. But with each dose he felt herself slipping further away from who she once was. The drugs whispered lies of escape and freedom, but in truth they only bound her tighter to the chains of her addiction. She became a slave not only to the rich man, but also to the substances that promise oblivion. Lost in a fog of chemicals, oblivion, Eve drifted further from herself, drowning in a sea of numbness and apathy. The once bright spark within her had dimmed to a mere flicker, swallowed by the all-consuming darkness that now clouded her mind and soul. And as she sought refuge in the temporary
distorted reality and numbed emotions, lost in the haze of drugs that clouded her mind. As she lay in a drug-induced stupor, a distant sound roused her from her stupor. The prince comes home as the king. God declared his words, weighted with both authority and sorrow. Best man,
his trusted companion in all things. Go get my bride, he commanded. The words heavy with longing and desperation. But before the best man could move, he spoke again, a tremor of fear lacing his voice. Your bride is sleeping with your enemy. He revealed the words falling like a blade between them. Rage flickered in the king's eyes, a tempest of emotion swirling beneath the surface. But as he thought about it, Eve's love for her burned brighter than any anger could extinguish. With a steely resolve, the king drew his sword, the metal gleaming the dim light of the room. His voice rang out with a solemn declaration, cutting through the tension that hung heavy in the air. Between them, a promise of redemption and reckoning intertwined.
Vanish into the night. Her heart beat with a mixture of fear and hope, unsure of what the future held. The room around her seemed to pulsate with tension, each breath heavy with anticipation. Outside, the air crackled with energy as the king's great army surrounded the house of the rich man. Soldiers stood at attention, their eyes fixed structure before them. The king's command echoed through the night, a resolute declaration that the bride must remain unharmed. Eve's mind raced with possibilities. Would the king emerge victorious? His love conquering all obstacles in their path? Or would the forces of darkness prove too strong?
Stood frozen in the dimly lit room, her heart pounding in her chest. The king's voice cut through the silence like a sharp blade, demanding obedience and respect. She could sense the tension in the air, a heavy weight pressing down on her shoulders. As the king's words echoed in the stillness, Eve felt a surge of conflicting emotions. The king's offer of a palace filled with luxury and comfort tugged at her heart. A tantalizing glimpse of freedom and opulence. But she knew she was bound by invisible chains, a prisoner of the rich man's cunning and deceit. The image of the golden palace shimmered in her mind,
its rooms filled with treasures beyond imagination. The king's promise of a new life beckoned to her. A beacon of hope in the darkness that surrounded her. But the reality of her captivity loomed large, a barrier she could not break free. From Eve's gaze flickered to the door, her only path to the king and the future he offered. But fear gripped her heart, paralyzing her with indecision. The rich man's hold on her was strong, his grip tightening with each passing moment. She longed to step into the light, to leave behind the shadows that confined her. But the king's demand for silence weighed heavily on her. A reminder of choice before her was clear, yet fraught with uncertainty and danger. Eve's hands trembled as she struggled to make a decision, torn between duty and desire. The king's offer of freedom beckoned to her like a siren song, promising a life beyond her wildest dreams. But the reality of her captivity held her fast, a stark reminder of the chains that bound her in that moment of hesitation. Eve knew that her fate hung in the balance. The king making as she stood on the precipice of decision. She knew that whatever path she chose would irrevocably alter the course of her life.
She stood at the threshold, torn between two worlds. The king's words lingered in her mind, a haunting melody of promise and peril. She felt the weight of his gaze upon her, a silent plea for her to choose freedom over captivity. But fear still held her in its grip, a suffocating presence that clouded her judgment. Influence loomed large, a dark shadow that threatened to engulf her in its embrace. Eve's hands trembled as she grappled with the decision before her, uncertainty gnawing. realize the source of the disturbance. The king sat in by Eve's hesitation, had unleashed his army upon the rich man's domain. Protection extending even in the midst of destruction. But as the dust settled in silence, descended once more.
Thank you. on her tongue, a bitter reminder of all she had lost. The king's expression softened with understanding. His eyes filled with compassion for her plight. But even as Eve struggled to break free from the rich man's grasp, she felt his hold tightening around her like iron chains.
Sprang into action, the swords flashing in the sunlight as they surrounded the house of the rich man. The sound of crashing waves filled the air as they bore down on the structure, their mission clear. Unbearable weight. She was
is brushed against the delicate fabric of the wedding dress, its pure white hue shimmering in the dim light. The king's voice echoed in her mind, promising purity as pristine as freshly fallen snow, if she would only step out and embrace his offer of love and mercy. Her heart fluttered with a mix of fear and hope as she considered his words. Slowly he emerged from the shadows of the ruined mansion, her steps faltering as she made her way towards the king. The weight of his gaze bore down on her, a mix of compassion and unwavering resolve that stirred something deep within her soul. She knelt before him, touch of the dress against her skin as she lowered her head in submission. The king's presence enveloped her, a warmth that seeped into every fiber of her being. His words acceptance, her voice barely above a whisper. She opened her heart to the king, allowing his love to seep into every crack and crevice, filling her with a newfound sense of purpose and belonging. In that moment she knew she was home.
Thank you.
strength as the king's hand lifted her from her knees, his touch, a gentle reassurance that she was not alone. She stood by his side, gazing out at the wasteland that stretched before them, a stark contrast to the beauty and light that radiated from the king's presence. The air was heavy with the stench of decay and despair, a lingering reminder of the rich man's reign, of darkness and deceit. Eve shuddered at the thought of the pain and suffering he had caused, her heart heavy with the weight of his crimes, as the king's army stood tall and proud, ready to follow the leader into heaven. Eve felt a flicker of hope ignite within her. She knew that with the king by her side, anything was possible. Together they would bring light to the darkest corners of the world, vanquishing evil and spreading love and mercy in their wake. With a nod from the king, the army began to march forward, their footsteps echoing through the desolate landscape. The ground trembled beneath their feet, a testament to the power and strength that flowed through their veins. Eve glanced back at the rich man, his figure disappearing into the destruction. The once mighty ruler now stood alone amidst the ruins of his own making, his empire crumbling around him as the light of truth and justice shone brightly in the distance. As they walked away from the
bright shine.